broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great. Good morning. Good day to you. It's cold. It's cold in Hawaii. We're not used to this, 49 degrees at Kamauila and 57 up in Waikawa. And it's a northerly wind, so it kind of adds to it. And the buildings aren't built to, we've got a lot of ventilation, you could say, so that the breezes blow through and air condition will. We're going to have a partly sunny day becoming mostly cloudy late. Breezy, scattered showers mainly on the windward side. And the northeasterlies are 15 to 25 miles an hour. The low expected to be, depending where you are, it gets a lot colder than this, but airport temperature 63 to 68, and the high 73 to 78. It's a great day to play a round of golf today. Yes, indeed. We've got at Volcano, where it's 49 degrees. There's an 846, a 912, and an 1106. Makalei, 936. Poipu Bay, 840, 950, 1020, and the Golf Channel M Tour is getting out today, and later on in the show, in a couple of minutes, we'll be talking with the Hawaii director, Golf Channel M Tour, John Harmon. They're also closing the Poipu Bay course at 1 o'clock for Stand Up to Cancer Bum Run. On Oahu, there's the 12:15 for you, the Royal Hawaiian Country Club at 9:40, Makaha East at 11:40, Wailea, the Gold Course, 10:28, Emerald, 12:47, Maui Nui, 10:28, and coming up is the PGA Aloha section, PGA of the Year, David Havens, and he'll be calling in from Maui Nui. There's a 10:28 and a 1:08, and so I've got Bob Bupka, voice of golf talk sport, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, John Harmon, David Havens, Matt Rollins, Dr. Joe Parent. But first, we thank the people who make this show possible.
Club brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete colored floors and decorative stone floor. Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And here is Bob Bupka, the voice of golf talk sport, host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by, yes, indeed, a fabulous golf club that came in the mail to me. I'm so excited. I can't wait to, try out my vertical groove driver. This is awesome. Welcome into the show, Bob.
Well, I think maybe I'm going to get back into bed, Danielle, because when I hear that it's cold in Hawaii and Tiger Woods has a chance of winning a golf tournament, I think I'm having an out-of-body experience. And now you have a vertical groove driver. You're going to quit radio. You're going to be on the PGA Tour. What's this world coming to?
Yeah, what is this world coming to? With Tiger Woods so close to the top of the leaderboard with some of the most incredible strokes yesterday, that tree, if you watch that in regular motion, in real time, and it's just a bam, 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 and it's God, oh, he says it doesn't hurt. Then they slow it up, and then you can see this amazing control of the backswing, and then to pull it and to release the club. It's just, there are things that kid does, he's not a kid anymore, that man does that just, everybody looks, all of the tour players marvel. And I think Paul Casey, who's also at the top of the leaderboard, tied for second, he goes off with the leader, Corey Connors, real soon. Paul Casey was talking about how Tiger Woods was up there, and he goes, well, looks like I'm going to lose by four strokes. It was a joke, of course, but Tiger being on, it takes on a whole new dimension to this game, doesn't it, Bob?
Well, you're right on the money there, Danielle. What's amazing, over the last 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, when Tiger was going through all of the, medical issues that he was dealing with, and then the personal side, and it really didn't look good for Tiger Woods to ever come back, especially come back competitively. The cry that I was hearing so much from the current young guns, the Jordan Spieths, the Justin Thomases, the Ricky Fowlers, all saying, oh, golly, well, I hope Tiger does come back. I want to play against him when he's at his best. Well, no, you don't. And matter of fact, David Duval said, what do you think, David? All these young guys say they want to play against Tiger at his best. David Duval says, hell no, they don't.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing that your listeners should be made aware of, why it's different to play against Tiger Woods and play with Tiger Woods. Just for example, you know, the two players that played with him last week at Honda, they didn't make the cut. Two players played with him this week at Copperhead, they didn't make the cut. And one of the reasons is they're so used to being in a group, a threesome, where one guy tees off, the next guy tees off, the third guy tees off, then the gallery moves. Okay? It's different when it's Tiger. Tiger hits first, hits his shot, that gallery's already starting to move. They're going to get in position for Tiger's second shot. So the other guys have to hit with all this commotion going on, and they're not used to it. It's a very, very difficult thing. And you know, superstars, Henrik Stenson, Jordan Spieth, I mean, they finished their round on Thursday, nobody wants to talk to him. Everybody just wants to talk to Tiger. Then when somebody does talk to him, they ask him about Tiger. And this is what, you know, the great players, Ernie Els, Sergio Garcia, the Jim Furyks, you know, all those guys had to go through all of this for so long. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years, Danielle, since Tiger won a major. 10 years. And now he's in position to win a golf tournament. I thought it was foolish a couple of weeks ago when he was named vice captain of the Ryder Cup team. I said, you know, there's a chance he can play well enough. He's going to be on that team. So I don't know why they did that, probably for publicity or whatever. But certainly if he wins or just contends in two or three events this year, he would have to be a captain's pick. I mean, Jim Furyk, there's nobody else any better that you could pick. So you have to pick Tiger. But if he's leading after today or anywhere near that leaderboard, the ratings on NBC tomorrow will be the highest that they've ever been. Certainly for a golf tournament in March.
Yeah, you're right. And when you talk about what's happening with Tiger going up and down the leaderboard, you know, if he wins, what does that do for the odds? The odds changed twice yesterday on how, you know, now he's, what is he, 3-1 winning the Masters? It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's, you know, certainly a bit of a stretch.
You can say it's ridiculous. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, it is ridiculous, but because I tell you what, if he wins this week and he wins next week at Bay Hill, I still am not so sure he should be the favorite going to Augusta. I mean, you know, it's just like it has been for everybody's career. There are golf tournaments, and then there are majors. I mean, if it was that easy to win a major, you know, Phil Mickelson wouldn't have finished second six times in a U.S. Open. So, but I think Phil, he probably had the line of the week earlier this week. He's on with Dan Patrick on a radio show, and Dan Patrick says to him, Phil, you know, that was quite a victory you had in Mexico. We hear that even Tiger Woods was inspired by your victory. And Phil Mickelson last Monday or Tuesday says, well, I don't know, Dan, you know the way Tiger is. Every time I do something good, he does something better. I would not be surprised if Tiger wins this week. So Phil Mickelson said last Tuesday that he wouldn't be surprised if Tiger wins this week, because Phil knows firsthand better than, you know, any of the younger players that the impact and the talent and you know, the whole thing around Tiger. I mean, he's just so much more than just another golfer that they're competing against.
You mean the 79 PGA Tour wins, the 12 international wins, the 14 additional wins, over 100 professional wins, not counting the three back-to-back U.S. amateur wins. Yes, He's definitely not your average golfer. And not the average way to get into the golf tournament at Valspar, the Valspar Championship in Innisbrook on the Copperhead course. Corey Connors graduated Kent State. I think he missed the winning the USM in the final match. But it was just incredible. He went to the Web.com tour. He got into the PGA tour on the money list, right? Is it top 25? But how he got into, tell us the story of how he got into Valspar this week.
Well, he wasn't eligible. His ranking wasn't high enough. He's played in 10 events on the PGA Tour. He's made 9 cuts, but he's never finished inside the top 25. So he certainly hasn't been what you would say on fire. But last Monday, he went to try and qualify. There was about 150, 160 guys for 4 spots in the Valspar. He shot a 1-under-par round. It took, I think, 6-under-par to make it. So his grandparents live fairly close to, Innisbrook. So he was all set to go down and spend some time with them. When he gets a phone call from the PGA Tour saying Kyle Stanley has dropped out. He was first alternate, so he misses qualifying but gets into the event, and now he's leading after 3 rounds. He must think he's certainly a kid in a candy store here, because it's just incredible. But, you know, having said that, today and tomorrow, today probably going to be a little bit easier playing with Paul Casey. Let's just imagine that he's in the final twosome tomorrow with Tiger Woods. I mean, it would be even money in Las Vegas that he'll whiff his tee shot on the first hole. I mean, that's how much pressure he would be under playing with Tiger, with Tiger with a chance to win.
I mean, what you talked about, Bob, when you talked about that wave that happens when Tiger hits his tee shot and the wave of the gallery starting to move away from the tee, not bothering to stick around watch the others. I mean, A, it's rude, but B, it's a wave. You naturally follow the energy, and it's so hard for the playing competitor to not be affected by that wave of energy going away. Where are they going? It's a very, very strange experience. Let's talk about where they went, unfortunately. The 3 or 4 or 5 of the top, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Henrik Stenson, Tony Finau, Davis Love. They all missed the cut. A lot of guys did, but watching Jordan Spieth putt, really, it must be so frustrating for this guy who was on top of the world, absolutely, you know, the next Tiger Woods, and now he just can't get the putter under control. Anybody talking about that?
Yeah, a lot of people, and you know, to be perfectly honest, and I'm not saying it to blow my own horn, but, you know, when Jordan Spieth was making every 20 and 25-foot putt that he looked at, I've been around this game long enough to fully realize that if that's what it's going to take to win golf tournaments, you're not going to be around for a long time. I mean, golf is not that generous. If golf was that easy, where you could make every 25-foot putt you looked at, and nobody would play the game. And Jordan Spieth had that run, and he was incredible, and he's a wonderful young man, and, you know, I love his family. But, you know, he survived and he thrived on making 20, 25-foot putts on a regular basis. Now we see him with 5-foot putts or less that he's having trouble making. And when I saw that, I think 2 years ago, even he started some short putts, Danielle, he'd look at the hole and putt. Other short putts, he wouldn't look at the hole and putt. And I'm saying, boy, you're 22 years old, and you know that stuff 40-year-olds try and do to salvage a putting stroke. So where does Jordan Spieth go from here? I don't really know. I mean, there are enough people out there that say he has such immense talent that, you know, he's going to come back to the top. I for one, I don't know. It's awfully tough to win if you can't putt.
It's hard.
It is. I mean, it's impossible. And now, he's been so accustomed to being the big star on the property. Certainly taking over for Rory McIlroy when McIlroy goes into a little bit of a slump, and then Jordan Spieth was the man.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, with Tiger out there, he is not the man.
No.
I mean, and that's tough. That is very
huge.
Very. Yeah, I mean, ask Ernie Els. I mean, you witnessed Ernie Els when we're on Maui, how great Ernie Els played and, did everything humanly possible and couldn't win that Tournament of Champions when he went up against Tiger Woods. So it's certainly different. And I've been very fortunate. I've seen all of Tiger's 14 majors. I know him inside and out and spoke to him down at Honda. Just last week, 2 weeks ago, I should say. And, he's got that focus back in his eye. Physically, he looks incredible. I still am concerned. Anybody that's suffered from a bad back, and there's probably more of your listeners that have suffered than have not suffered, it seems like you're one swing away from something not being right, and you hurt your back. Just think of how many people take a swing with a golf club and hurt their back with a perfectly healthy back.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got one that's been operated on four times. Every swing, is it his last? I don't know. I certainly don't hope so. I know this much, what's happening with the ticket prices down at Augusta because Tiger's play is insane. I think as of yesterday, Danielle, for Wednesday, a practice day,
yeah.
Wednesday, $1,500.
You're kidding.
One ticket.
So, in 2013, it was like $250 max to go to the practice round on Wednesday.
Yeah, no Tiger. A healthy Tiger. Is it the 15th major? Does he get within three of Jack Nicklaus? I mean, the storylines explode everywhere. I mean, for your listeners who love this game of golf like you love it and like I love it, I mean, this is really a shot in the arm. I mean, it's bringing excitement back. People are talking about it. What Tiger does that most people realize, but maybe not so much the ones outside the game, that's what Tiger brings. There are going to be more people watching golf today that don't even play golf. And if Tiger wasn't involved, there'd be very few people watching golf today that don't play golf. I mean, that's the difference. I mean, when I turn on the NBC Today show this morning and they run down the top four stories going on in the world, and the third story is Tiger Woods in contention, I'm saying, what the heck is going on here? I mean, that's just what it is. He takes it to the mainstream, and, we all enjoyed it for a long run. Your radio show covered, the heyday of Tiger.
98.
It's selfish. We want another bite of the apple.
Yes, exactly. We want people to see what we've been talking about for so long in the last 10 years. It's like, if Tiger could, Tiger did, Tiger that, Tiger this. And if you go by the numbers, someone, I think Bob Herrig had a tweet, ESPN, and he said, well, now Jordan's missed more cuts in his career than Tiger Woods has. He got so much flack for that, but it is what it is. It's probably the most incredible stat of his entire career, the few missed cuts that Tiger Woods has compared to the made cuts. And what I'm going to do, Bob Bopka, is I'm going to, after the show, I'm so happy he's at the top, close to the top of the leaderboard. He's the, going to be teeing off, and with the chilly temperatures and that northerly wind, I'm going to get me a blanket, and I'm going to get in front of the TV, and I'm going to watch Tiger Woods. And I hope I do not see him do any of those tree shots again, because any anything that happens to any part of your body goes to your spine. That thing he did with his hand, I got angry because if, you know, the repercussions, just the way the vibrations from that goes right into your spine. So it just was like, oh my goodness, there he goes taking chances again. I thank you so much for being on the show. Our voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove, changed the face of the driver for a crisp, clean response. And Bob is also author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. And this is a Ryder Cup year. Are you going to France?
I am going to be in France in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower covering a Ryder Cup. And just one word of advice before I get off the air. Maybe the next time you go play golf, apologize to your opponents in advance, because with that vertical groove driver, you're going to hit it further, you're going to hit it straighter, and they're not going to be happy.
Thank you, Bob Bupka. I talk real soon. I talk to you from the Masters, maybe before.
Maybe before, I hope so. Take care, Daniel.
Excellent. Thank you. Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. We're going to come back and talk with the Aloha Section PGA of the Year, David Havens. He's on Maui. The Maui, it's the Havens Experience and Spare for Change. And right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at Claude at Maui School of Golf. Golf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
This is the perfect time to tell you about the PGA of America headquarters may move to Frisco, Texas. That's according to a report. The PGA of America represents 28,000 club professionals and other members. It's been based in Palm Beach Gardens since 1965. The PGA would move to the new Panther Creek development about 20 miles north of Dallas. Plans include a 45-hole golf complex with one course to be designed by Gil Hans. This is all according to sources, but it's getting more and more traction. The Hans course eventually would play host to many of the PGA events, including PGA Championship and Ryder Cup. And now, the Aloha Section PGA of the Year, the man behind the Havens Experience and the Maui Nui Golf Course, Spare for Change, David Havens, PGA. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Congratulations. I was there during the ceremony. What does it take to become an Aloha Section PGA of the Year?
Well, long story short, all the things that I was doing with Spare for Change and volunteering at different things, it's amazing how many people notice your good work. And you don't really think of it at the time, and you think you're just doing this to provide a service. But I've had thousands of people come up to me since I got the award here and even on the mainland and say, wow, we've always noticed. It's great that you're being recognized for it. And it was such an honor to win it. I was blown away.
Yes. I mean, blown away. All of, doesn't the section, all of the members vote for the PJ of the year?
Well, what happens, we have a special awards committee, Danielle, and they're the past winners from the year before. And then you, the entire section can nominate anyone that's a PJ member in good standing for any of the awards that they may fit the criteria. And then it's voted on by last year's winners.
Ah, okay.
And so that's how the award, it was changed up a couple years ago, and there's some debate whether or not it's the right way to do it, but I think it's a very fair way to do it, and we're always trying to make the process better. Scott Ashworth has done a great job over the last few years overseeing that committee.
And our Aloha Section PGA, PGA of the Year, David Havens, a PGA, in addition to all the work he does, the Havens experience at Maui Nui Golf Course, we mentioned Spare for Change, but we didn't tell you what that means. And just in general, if you have some spare clubs, and I just saw somebody taking a bunch of clubs to Goodwill, so you drop them off there, but what David does is he takes the clubs that you don't need anymore, and then he'll actually cut them down, grip them, and give them to somebody, whether it's a child or a woman or a man, who's getting into the game, may not have clubs, has never been fitted for clubs, and then they're learning how to play the game with clubs that are designed just for them. And it's exactly the way, it's like you wouldn't put on a pair of pants that didn't fit you, that were way too long for you, or a shirt, you know, hanging out over your fingers so you couldn't use your hands. And that's the whole thing about fitting clubs, making them so that they fit your body, fit your size, fit the length of your arms, your fingers. All of those things are important. You have big fingers, long fingers, massive grip, small, tiny hands. That's all in it. And a Spare for Change. I want to ask you, David, you know your photo golf, the photo gallery that's at spareforchange.org? I was trying to see all the people. How many pictures are in there?
Well, there's, you know what, Danielle, I'm embarrassed to tell you, I haven't put all of them in there because I take pictures of everyone I give clubs to just so I know where everything goes. And the people that donate equipment, they're like, we'd love to know where it goes. So all in all, I've given out 14,000 clubs since 2011.
Wow.
I haven't taken pictures of everybody. And then some people get full sets. People that are brand new to the game, like the kid that you saw at Sony, they'll get one, maybe two clubs. If they're starting the game, I'll give them five clubs, because you only need five clubs to really play this game when you first start. And then as you grow and you get better, you'll see that you'll need other clubs, because you'll be able to hit the golf ball well enough to see the clubs differentiate themselves 5 to 10 yards. So you'll need up to 14.
Yeah, the better you get, the more control you have over your distance, and then you'll realize that 7-iron isn't the one that you need. You actually need a 6-iron because, you have better control. Absolutely. But to start, I always get this wrong. Was it Sam Snead who played the course with one club? He made it a point. It wasn't Bobby Jones. I'm not sure right now. It's just I am having one of those, you know, old people moments. but he would do that. He would take one club and he would play the course with that one club, just to find out what he could do with that club. I think that is so cool. If you've got 14 clubs, you bought them because you got a set, you know, put a bunch of them away until you really know what you're doing with your clubs. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Yes. Like I say, when you're first getting started, if you have a full set of clubs, that's excellent. But you'll need a putter, some sort of wedge so you can chip onto the green, an iron to hit from the fairway, a hybrid, maybe a five wood, and a driver. So five or six clubs can get you started if you're new to the game.
And then
that's why it's easier for me to give you those clubs and to get people started, because then I want them to go and buy a set of clubs that fits their personality. Just like my wife, when I wanted to get her set of clubs, I wanted it to be a set that's utilitarian, that really gets the job done. She wanted a set of clubs that was blue.
Ah, well, blue, you know, of course, why not? Blue's a good color.
And so we got her blue clubs, and she loves them.
Yes, I bet she does. And you play better with clubs you love. You know, it's bottom line. That's why the guys say, that doesn't suit my eye. I don't like the way that looks when I'm standing there looking down at that club. I don't like that club head. It doesn't make... But another person will say, hey, that's the sexiest club on the planet. I love that club. It's all in the beholder. So you just have to go and find yourself the one. That's why, you know, golf shops are so cool, like Pro-Am. You know, you go in and they're all over the place, and they don't mind if you know, grab one and feel it. There's a new thing happening. Global Golf is doing this. You try it, they'll send you, but it's not in Hawaii yet. We heard about it last year. I think it's okay. $25, they'll send you a driver. You can try it for 2 weeks. And then if it doesn't work for you, you just send it back. It's great. And they'll credit you the $25, and there's a prepaid return postage, not even something that you have to worry about. But let's get back to Spare for Change. You're giving away all of these clubs. Where are you getting them?
So from the good people of Hawaii and people in Seattle. And recently we were on Golf Channel, and I've got people from Maine and Louisiana sending me boxes of clubs. and then I send them coffee. I send them Kona coffee as a thank you.
And who are you getting the Kona coffee from?
Well, here on Maui.
Oh, I thought maybe you wanted to give if it was a generous sponsor kind of person, give them a plug. But that's okay.
Well, these are just guys and girls that play golf that have too much equipment, and it sits in their garage.
Right.
And they know that I might have kids on Lanai or kids up country Maui that need clubs because they're going to play golf for Seabury this year, and they don't have golf clubs, or they're going to play for Kamehameha schools, and I can give them a full set, and then the family can save that money and put that money into range balls and golf. And when it comes time for them to buy a set because they know they're committed, that's the time to get a set.
It's awesome.
That they want.
Excellent. It's spareforchange.org. You can find all of us at spareforchange.org. Is there the place to send those clubs to listed on your website?
Yes.
Great.
My office, the home for Spare for Change and the Havens Experience, is all under one roof at Maui Nui. Maui Nui, for those around Hawaii, a lot of people know it as Silver Sword or Eliair, but it's been Maui Nui for the last few years. And we're doing some amazing things over there at the driving range. We're turning it into this unbelievable practice facility. My golf academy is going to be there, and the home of Spare for Change will be on the right side of the range, the first off-the-grid golf facility in Hawaii. We're going to do full solar and a battery.
Excellent. So, and that's all being taken care of by all the folks who came in during the Sony Open. You were here on Oahu, and you actually fit my grandson for his golf club. And his clubs, two of them, a driver and an iron, and he loves them. He absolutely loves those clubs, and they work for him so well. Loves the driver. Didn't really appreciate what he could do with the driver until now. And he's just bombing it, and it feels really good in his hand. sounds. I can't tell you what a difference it's made. But also, the Havens experience at Maui Nui on Maui, there's private and playing lessons, there's group lessons and team building and junior golf and summer camps and weekend clinics. It's all right there at Maui Nui. What is team building?
So I'll give you an example, Danielle. Team building can be, let's say you work at the Kealani Resort here on Maui, the Fairmont Kealani. The sales team from that hotel will sometimes do a group outing with me to where I set up a golf course for them, either with night golf or we do snag golf. I do snag golf a lot of times. With adults.
With grown-ups. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Annika Sorenstam was here, and she was at Couple Lay doing a clinic for kids, and she used the snag golf setup with the big, what is it, a pink or a purple hippopotamus?
The size club?
No, the target. It's this gigantic hippo that was sitting there, and you know, the snag golf, it's just so much fun. I'm so glad you do it for adults, because then you really get a sense of having fun. There's not the sense of failure when you're playing snag golf. Yeah. That's great.
Well, and for me, going back to Spare for Change, as much as I want to give to kids golf clubs and such, I give more clubs to adults. And because I'm a firm believer that if the adults don't play, the children won't play. So I give clubs to the parents and to the grandparents. And then that's their way to the golf course. Coming up soon, I think you've got Matt Rollins on the show today, too. He's probably going to talk about Hawaii Junior Golf Day.
Yes.
Coming up. So, for example, at Kahili, I'm going to have PGA Master Professional Claude Brousseau with us there at Kahili. We're going to do our Junior Golf Day there. And I'm going to have a station where I build golf clubs for those kids. And so, and any of the parents that come to Kahili that want golf clubs so they can golf with their child, they'll get free clubs too. Because that's the thing. If they don't have golf clubs, that lesson that they're going to get from Claude, how are they going to practice it? Just like knowing another language, if you don't have someone else to speak French to, how are you going to retain that information? Golf's the same. You've got to practice it. They need the tools. So we're going to give them golf clubs. We're also going to give them access at Kahili, to where after the day, they're going to get one large bucket a day and options to go out and play after 3:30 with a parent, or it's easy for them.
It's wonderful. When are you coming to Oahu?
I believe the first of July for the ESPN Sports Festival again.
So you'll be here for the ESPN Sports Festival,
yes,
in July. Of course, you'll have to be on the show in at the end of June so we can talk more about that. And then we can actually go and find David Havens, and he'll be there. Will you be there doing clubs, too?
I'll be there doing clubs, I'll be building clubs for kids and adults there. We'll also have our hitting base, where we'll have our PGA professionals giving free lessons. Last year, we were right beside the wrestling mats, and it was pretty exciting to be over there. For me, it was my first time going there. I underestimated how many people come to that at the Blaisdell. We were so busy. I'd made all my clubs by 1 o'clock. I'd made 125 clubs, and I was out. I didn't realize I'd be that busy, but it was a lot of fun, so we're going to double that this year. And if we can, we're going to put up two hitting bays and staff it so we can do twice as many lessons. Because it was a lot of fun last year, and I think it's a great thing that they do there on Oahu with that sports festival.
That's great. I'm glad you're going to be here. I just know everybody's thinking, gosh, I wish David Havens PGA was here on Oahu. By the way, the Hawaii Junior Golf Day on Oahu, it's Hawaii Prince, Ko'olina, Olomana, Turtle Bay, Hawaii Kai, Alawai, and Navy Marine. And that's on Saturday, March 24th. Okay, go to hsjga.org to sign up. Big Islands, the Hilo Muni and Hualalai. On Maui, it's Ka'anapali, Wailea Emerald and Gold, and the Kahili course. Kauai, it's the Princeville Makai, Puakea, and Kiahuna. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Just a fabulous, fabulous time. I'm looking forward to you being here, David, and the Hawaii Junior Golf Day. And thank you. You are definitely the Aloha Section PGA of the Year for a very wonderful reason, because you're really good. Thank you so much for all you do.
I appreciate it, Danielle, and thanks for having me on the show. I'll come on anytime and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
And I heard you earlier talking about Tiger Woods. It's great that he's back in the mix. I don't know that he'll ever make his old form again, but it's exciting to see him go, and it'll be great for golf because a lot of my kids have no idea who Tiger Woods is. And then now that he's back in the game, we can talk about the history of what he's done and how he changed up golf. So exciting times. I'm going to be on the couch watching it today, too.
Just like me. Okay. David Havens, PGA Aloha Section, PGA of the Year. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha.
Thanks, Danielle. Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with John Harmon, PGA, Director of Operations, Moanalua Golf Club, owner, Class A PGA professional, Go Golf Academy here on Oahu, and he's Hawaii Tour Director for Golf Channel's AM Tour, and they're playing today at Poipu Bay. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in. And into the clubhouse now comes John Harmon, PGA Director of Operations, Moanalua Golf Club, and the PGA professional and owner, Go Golf Academy, and the Golf Channel AmTour Hawaii Tournament Director. This would be, yes, none other than John Harmon. Welcome in.
Thank you very much, Danielle. How are you doing? I just heard you and Dave. David is a great guy. He's awesome to have on, man. I love the guy. He does so much for us.
He does. I want to thank you. John Harmon, I had the most fun time. It's a beautiful course. Moanalua Golf Club, 1898. I mean, the history there is amazing. The course is in beautiful condition. The greens were awesome.
I'm glad, and I agree. And, you know, I just took on this opportunity to run the club about 9 weeks ago, and we've been doing a lot of good things. Again, 1898, it was built. It's the first course built west of the Mississippi. It got downgraded from an 18-hole to a 9-hole because we're more in the valley in about 1904, and now we've been running as a 9-hole golf facility, members, and open to the public as well. We are looking for new members. It's probably the best place for a manager, mid-manager. If you're looking for a place to call your club, this would be a great place. We're looking at $250 initiation, $200 a month. I mean, get your feet wet into the golf industry, and you can meet other members. That's how you meet great people and do a lot of business.
It is.
On a golf course or in a clubhouse.
It is. Waldwa Golf Club. I highly recommend this course. It's right in Waldwa Valley. It is so close to downtown. You can see downtown, but you don't feel like you're anywhere near downtown. I think that's the beauty of it. It's like, oh yeah, I know that place.
That is. And it's a little challenging, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
A little challenge to it. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So,
oh,
good.
That par three. Is that the signature eighth hole that I'm thinking of? You're way up on top. And it's like, well, this is a par three, eh? What is the distance to the green, actually, from the tee up there?
214.
It feels like it's longer.
It feels like it's longer, but it plays downhill. So for the average male player, it's like a 175. For the ladies, by 185, you hit something in that area because you're so elevated and you're hitting downhill. But this is a fear. You know, there's a little fear factor. You're so high and it looks so far, so you try to hit the ball a little harder. And you got trees on the right.
Yes.
And, you know, so it's a stunning view. It is a stunning view. And you hit it on the nose. We're right before the traffic starts. So my sales pitch to those out there, if you work in town and you live in Eva, this is a great place for you to stop in to play 9 holes, wait till the traffic dies down, and then jump in and buy some food, take home for your family, and you'll be a hero both ways.
Yeah, and you're open from, is it sunrise to sunset?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, we didn't have tee times, but I'm implementing some tee times so we can get players in and we can control and know what's going on the golf course. And, you know, it's sunrise. We have members going out at 6 o'clock or even sometimes before the sun rises. They play by braille because they've been there for so long.
That's great.
And you know, closes at sunset. Obviously, most courses do. And then we have a restaurant that's open to the public and serve breakfast all day. And I've been having great reviews. We've changed up the menus a little bit, but the price is right. You know, we're a local venue. We're not a five-star restaurant. We're one of your casual local places. You can come in, have Simon, or you can take home some nice steak, you know, if you want to, for the kids and the family.
That's right. Gorgeous play lunch. It was really, really good. Very, very nice. So I was completely impressed. So it's $250. That is your membership.
Initiation.
Initiation.
Yes, initiation. And then $205 a month is your dues. And then there's a $75, which is your food and beverage, which you will spend anyway.
That's yes.
What, you know, you're going to spend anyway. So, you know, I as I said, coming from being a pro at YLI before, I tell the mid-manager, hey, is that your goal to be there? This is a great starting point. That way you'll understand what it is to be a member. You'll have some income going to a direction of a membership. You'll meet more people. And then you can move on to Mid-Pack, Oahu, or YLI, or wherever you want to go. If not, you can stay there forever, which is a great place because 9 holes is what it's going to be. 9 holes, and that's part of the reason why I took on this opportunity, because I feel that the direction of golf and the time it consumes in our lives is a little too long for, you know, 18 holes, because you're there an hour before the warm-up, and you're going to be there now 2.5 hours after, so that's almost 6 hours of your life, and a lot of people need to go home and spend time with their family.
Exactly.
So I believe 9 holes is the best.
John Harmon is PGA Director of Operations at Waldwa Golf Club. John, everybody's asking me this question. I can hear it in my mind's eye. Open to the public? Are there public opportunities for people to play without being a member yet?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We're a private facility, but we have been open to the public, and it is probably the best rate in town. I think it's a, with the cart, it's like $30 for nine holes.
That's wonderful.
You know, so, yes. and, you know, just, I mean, and, you know, you don't have to join right away. Come, experience it. You know, it's a golf course. The course itself is in great shape. The previous director, Wade, did a great job with the greens, and, you know, I'm trying to keep it maintained that way. And then, you know, we're going to, it's a struggle with grass because grass grows depending on the sun and the rain, you know, and that helps us a lot. But, you know, there are things that we can do to make it better, and we're on stride there. So that's a good thing. But, yes, it is open to public. That was the answer to your question.
Good. Thank you. So we just call one of the golf club and say, hey, do you got any tee times? I'm not correct. A member, but I'd like to play your course. Wonderful.
And if you say I heard it at Daniel Tucker's show, then we'll give you a discount. How's that?
Oh, did you hear that, guys? If you say you heard it on the golf club, just say Danielle's.
That's right.
Danielle's
show.
Yes.
That's right.
There you go. Now, there's also something you're starting. In addition to being on Kauai today at Poipu Bay, gorgeous golf course. Say hi to Craig for me. You're of course, the Hawaii Tour Director for Golf Channel's Am Tour. And you've also got your Go Golf Academy.
Correct. We're busy.
You are busy.
It's good. It's all about golf. All three things are about golf. I started the Golf Am Tour last year, about April. We had about 35 members. Today, we have 98 members. Our tournament this week, you know, last year we had anywhere from 20 to 25 guys playing in the tournament. Now we're up to 40 to 50 players. And, you know, we got a great venue. And if you're a golfer, look this up, gcamtour.com. That's Golf Channel, amtour.com. And if you have a bucket list, like playing Pinehurst, number 2 and 8, it's on our schedule. July 14, 15, you join the Golf Channel Am Tour in Hawaii or wherever in the mainland. You know, I don't care. I'm saying this is just a great event to be able to play in these Mission Hill Major, Diner Shore. Where else can you play this? You know, Half Moon Bay is on one of our bucket lists. Here in Hawaii, we have Poipu this weekend, Kapolei, Coral Creek, Hoakalei, and we're actually going to come back to Kauai in July for Hokuala, which is a new private course.
Yes.
You know, great Kelly Hines there. She's wonderful. She's helping us out, getting us an opportunity to bring our group there. We'll do a two-day event there in July. And, you know, part of that is growing the game of golf through people playing golf. And then because of that, that's why I opened up my golf academy, and I had opened it up in December. And that's to help people improve in the golf game. So, you know, now we got three, our trifecta. You know, we have golf tournaments for
yes,
you.
Yes.
We have a golf club that you can join and play and practice on.
Yes.
And then we have a golf academy, and it's actually a TrackMan golf academy. We went to the big boys, and we got the TrackMan indoor, the only TrackMan indoor simulator in the state of Hawaii.
Fantastic. Right. And is that open yet? Have you?
It is open. It's all by appointment, and that would be easy website or easy email to remember. 123GoGolf@gmail.com, and book your lessons through there. And again, it's 123GoGolf.
@gmail.com.
Very easy. But, you know, we look forward. I think growing Mauna Loa will help us. I got a lot of members from Mauna Loa already coming to our golf academy. I got the amateur guys coming to our academy. So that's a whole, you know, a wrapped up thing. So if you need a place to play, we got it. Mauna Loa Golf Club.
It's
nine
awesome.
Holes. Don't take too long. You want a place to test out your skills. Golf Channel Am Tour.
Golf Channel Am Tour. I went online and I almost signed up. I didn't press the hello, here's my Visa card yet, but I wanted to know what the process was. It's really, okay. Really easy. It's $199 for 365 days to meet and compete against fellow golfers like yourself. Fun, fair, competitive, tour quality experience on courses in your area and around North America. Now, the deal is this. I know someone who is Golf Channel Am Tour in Hawaii. There are three women who love,
yes.
Three women, and they would really love to have three more women, or five more women, or 10 more women, because they love competition. They don't like the, you know, the silliness that sometimes come with.
I know which three women you're talking about.
Yes,
you know,
of course you do.
Ms. Shriver has already won one event. Trisha Shriver won one event already, and Margaret came in second. So, you know, and actually there's one more that you don't know about. And I'm sorry, Shriver is, she actually is one last year. She's been on our tour, but she hasn't come out yet.
Oh, Cassandra's my friend.
Cassandra.
Yes.
She just won one event in our flight. This actually last 2 weeks ago at Waikele. So that was her first win. She got it under her belt, and she's so happy, and I'm proud of her.
Yes.
I've seen her go out there, and you know, and she goes out and practices because she goes, John, I practice because I want to play against these guys and girls. It doesn't matter, male or female. We fight you by handicap. And that's what, so you're competing against other people in your caliber. That's the key thing.
Exactly. And as a member, they track your official handicap, and
yes,
you get an official welcome pack. It includes a Golf Channel shirt, a hat, a player bag tag, and a personalized letter from David Faraday. Okay?
Yes. Actually, last year we had our Golf Channel Amateur Championship up in Mission Hill, and I went up, and David was there. He took pictures with everybody. Was awesome. He talked to everybody. He's a great man, and you know, great things that he's doing for the golf industry overall. But yeah, we'd love to have more ladies come out. Again, we rank you according to your handicap. You'll play according to tees that are. You look up Golf Channel GCMTour.com, and you'll see a little book of rules there, and we go legitimately by that. And everybody across the nation does the same thing. So you're not playing, you know, against somebody whose handicap is real low or real high. We're going to put you into a situation where you're going to be competing against peers in your handicap group.
Wonderful. Love it.
Yeah.
Love what you're doing, John. I'm really excited. I will see you at Moanalua Golf Club. Got to come back up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You'll be my guest.
Oh, thank you very much.
And tell your listeners out there, if they're listening to the show, mention your name, mention the show, and, you know, we give them a little discount. We just get people out there just to see it, because a lot of people, half the time, like you said, a lot of people that played in your group, they didn't know it was there.
Exactly. And, I mean,
yeah,
you just go up, you take Moanalua Road, take the Red Hill exit, you go just to the right.
Exit number two, yep, Red Hill exit, or right by Kaiser Hospital.
Right by Kaiser before
Hospital.
Kaiser, though.
Before Kaiser.
Right, and then you take that exit before Kaiser, and then you just go down a little bit, and then right there on the left, you pull in, and boom, you're right there. It's so easy. John Harmon,
PGA.
Thank you so much
for having me on
Absolutely.
The show.
Have a great tournament.
Thank you very much. It is beautiful here in Kauai, by the way. I'd like to thank my host, Michael Morris. I'm staying at his beautiful cottage here. I'm sitting in the backyard listening to roosters and watching the birds. I mean, this is beautiful.
I love the Kauai roosters. Aloha,
yeah.
John.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Matt Rollins. I think he's on Kauai, too, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
KPUA, Hilo, K-O-R-L, Waianae, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. You know, this is a good time. We just mentioned a couple of minutes ago that PGA of America is moving to Frisco, Texas. They say they haven't announced it yet, but it's, you know, they've been talking about it so much. And they're building a Gil Hans course over there that is going to be, it's going to host the PGA events, including the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup. If they've done this much planning to include a 45-hole golf complex, it seems like they're definitely going to the Panther Creek development. Also, the LPGA has announced its first golf facility outside the U.S., opening up next year in Busan, South Korea. ASEAN Country Club will be renamed the LPGA International Busan in summer of 2019, and Rees Jones will be renovating the course, a 27-hole complex. And now, you know, we talked about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Associations and the Aloha Section PGAs. Yes, Hawaii Junior Golf Day. Mark your calendars, take the kids, take the grandkids. They'll love it. It's their first introduction, or it's not their first introduction to golf. They have a blast. And Matt Rollins is executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Good. I'm great. And you, sir, are you on Kauai?
I am.
Are you enjoying roosters in the background?
Every morning.
You know, ever since Iniki, roosters dominate the scene on Kauai. It's really quite amazing. Now, the Hawaii Junior Golf Day is amazing. And I'm just going to run through the different places where people can go. And they, of course, have to register online at hsjga.org. Okay. On Oahu, it's Hawaii Prince, Ko'olina, Olomana, Turtle Bay, Hawaii Kai, Alawai, Navy Marine. On the Big Island, it's Hilo Muni, Hualalai. On Maui, it's Ka'anapali, Wailea Emerald and Gold Course, and the Kahili Course. And Kauai, it's Princeville Makai, Puakea, and Kiahuna. Now, Matt, tell us, what do the kids do?
Well, it's a great day. It's a couple of hours. We've had these 15 great facilities open their doors. And we have a lot of different professionals from around the state helping out and a lot of volunteers helping out. So these kids basically come in, they check in at around 8:30, and we basically send them through a bunch of different fun stations. They'll be learning some basics around putting, chipping. They'll have some time on the driving range. There's some fun stations depending on the facility. Some facilities have things like tug-of-war or pickball or different events like that to kind of keep it fun for the kids. So they come in, they get introduced to these great facilities. They learn a little bit about the facility. They learn a little bit about kind of some of the associations that are there to support junior golf in the area. It's just a really great introduction for these kids and a chance to kind of get that next generation of golfers going.
It's wonderful. I love how you have your Hawaii State Junior Golf Association kids volunteering in addition to the Aloha Section PGA professionals and other professionals who get involved. And it's nice for the kids to see older kids who are there, kind of like it's somebody, oh, yeah, you know, there's someone older there, and this is something that they're doing, so I want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a chance for them to kind of get to know some of their local stars, some of these older junior golfers that are preparing for college and that type of thing, and potentially going to give professional golf a go. It's a chance for these younger kids to get to know them at an early stage and kind of watch them through their careers as a golfer. So it's a very unique event. Last year we had almost 600 kids there. this year with a couple new facilities. We're hoping to have even more. So we're hoping for a great turnout, and we just want to spread the word. It's a free day for kids. So.
So 8:30 is registration at all the courses we mentioned, and I'll list them again when I finish wrapping up with Matt so that you'll know. So registration's at 8:30 in the morning on the 24th of March. It's a Saturday, and the clinics run from 9 to 11. What are the clinics?
Well, actually, just to correct one thing, the Conopoli, they are the only facility that's operating the event in the afternoon. They have a fishing derby on the golf course that morning, and have a ton of kids coming out for that.
The annual fishing derby, yes, yes.
Yeah, so they're doing both that day. But, it'll vary a little bit from facility to facility, depending on what they have available. Some of these facilities have huge practice greens, some have big driving ranges, so... It does vary, but for the most part, there will be some putting stations with a professional. There will be chipping stations and some time to learn the full swing on the range. And then other than that, they will vary a little bit depending on the site leader at each place.
Wonderful. And parents, you can get information, the roadmap to junior golf through Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, so you can find out where to get your child enrolled in a junior golf program and then have opportunities for them to learn, play, and compete. So this is a way for the kids to experience it, find out just how much fun it is, and for parents to find out more about what golf offers and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, how to get involved. Matt Rollins, thanks so much for being on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Danielle. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. So register online at www.hsjga.org. On Oahu, it's Hawaii Prince, Ko'olina, Olomana. Last year, Olomana has so much space. It was fabulous. Turtle Bay, awesome facility. Hawaii Kai, lots of space. Alawai, lots of space. Navy Marine. On the Big Island, it's Hilo Muni, beautiful golf course. Hawalalai, gorgeous. Maui Ka'anapali golf courses. And that's not going to be in the morning. It'll be in the afternoon so that all the fishing can be done. And then on Maui, also Wailea Emerald and Gold course, in case you need to do it in the morning. And the Kahili course, also in case you need to do it in the morning. And then you heard earlier that David Havens is going to be at the Kahili course with his Spare for Change. So if somebody's like, oh, Mom, I really, really want to do this. And then, of course, he'll be able to get the club for you. Kauai, Princeville, Makai Golf Club, also Puakea and Kiahuna. We're going to come back right after this. Dr. Joe Parent, Zen Golf. We're going to talk about the mental game. And we're going to talk about one of his books that I think is fabulous. It's the best diet book ever, The Zen of Losing Weight. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837, your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway if speed's a play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Another critical piece of news this week that came out. The summer date for the LPGA's Evian will be changing. They're going to do the Evian Championship in July instead of September. You know, September in the Alps, it's difficult to make sure the weather's going to be cooperative, to put it mildly. So beginning not this year, but next year in 2019, the Evian will be played in July between the 25th and the 28th. And I'm thinking, gosh, what a great summer that would be. You know, go over to the UK and have, the Open, then have over to France, go to the Evian, then back to the UK for the RICO, Women's British. Sounds like a great summer trek to me. And here, one of the women who is a student, I think a student is the best way to put it, of Dr. Parent, is on the LPGA tour. In fact, two of them, Christy Kerr and Julie Engster. Dr. Parent's with us. The most valuable thing in golf is not your clubs or shoes, but your mind. I just fell into that quote after thinking that I really need to have Dr. Parent on the show. Dr. Joe Parent is Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach, best-selling author of Zen Golf, Zen Putting, The Art of the Mental Game, How to Make Every Putt. His students include Vijay Singh, Christy Kerr, and Julie Engster. His new books include Zen Tennis, Playing in the Zone, and the best diet book ever, The Zen of Losing Weight. We're going to get to that one in a couple of minutes. It has nothing to do with what food to eat or recipes or anything like that. Another book that's coming out, A Walk in the Wood, Meditations on Mindfulness with a Bear Named Pooh. It's published by Disney. It'll be on sale in July. So let's bring into the clubhouse Dr. Joe Parent. Welcome in, Doctor.
Good morning, Danielle. Nice to be on again with you.
It's great. It's great hearing your voice. And, you know, I'm watching Tiger Woods, and everybody talks about the physical game and, you know, how he's putting and him getting reps and preparation, and his feet hurt, but not anymore, apparently, because he's doing really well. But I haven't talked to anyone about the game of, you know, the competitive nature, putting yourself back into the midst of it, the sense of doubt, can I do it? Does that creep in? The mental game, as I just said, the most valuable thing in golf is not your clubs or your shoes, but your mind.
Well, I got to talk with Tiger when he came out to the Farmers down at Three Pines near San Diego. And asked him, you know, everybody else was asking him about his back and his swing and all of those things. And I said, what about your mental preparation? And he said, you know, he's just getting back into being able to visualize the shots that he wants to hit and being able to prepare mentally for the holes that he's going to play. And I think that it's really made a difference for him. Not having the back pain, and I'll tell you why, because the impact of a physical injury is really great on your protective subconscious. Your subconscious mind wants to protect your body, and even though your conscious mind says go ahead and swing, your subconscious says not so fast. Take it easy there, Val. You're going to hurt us. So feeling that he can count on being safe has let him free it up. Now, the mental game and his peace of mind, you know, when he was going through that whole scandal, I was asked on ESPN Outside the Lines, I was asked, So, you know, what do I think his comeback's going to be like? And I said, well, you know, T.D. Green, he can get it back depending on his physical injuries and health. But mentally, if you don't have peace of mind, you're not going to be sharp around or on the greens. And he, you may remember, he really struggled with his short game and his putting. It looked nothing like the old Tiger. Well, his putting and his short game look like the old Tiger. And his recovery shots, that was his hallmark. He always hit it in strange places. Well, I remember when all the spectators were moving a boulder from being in front of this ball. I mean, he hit it in strange places, but he was incredible at his recovery shots and his short game. And he was in the woods yesterday, and he hit it out through this narrow opening, hooked it over a lake and around near the green, and got up and down and saved a par. And that tells me he is back.
It's amazing. It's amazing watching him play every week now that we've been able to see him make baby steps.
Yes, it has evolved. It has evolved, and now the last 2 days, he had 25 and 26 putts. His short game looked really good. I mean, that's the only thing that saved him at all down in at Torrey Pines, because he was hitting it off. He wasn't even keeping it on the planet.
Uh-huh.
But now his short game is still good. His putting his short game has come back better than it was earlier this year. As you said, baby steps. But now the recovery shots are starting to happen. And some of those laser-like iron shots that end up real close to the hole, he's shown us a little bit of that artistry. So I'm looking for some pretty interesting things happening this weekend, of course, at the Masters.
Yes, at the tournament in April.
That one.
Yeah, he's been calling it the tournament in April. Now, a lot of people say, oh, you know, I hope he doesn't go back to his, you know, using curse words and stuff like that. Like he's
well,
the only.
He has already.
Yeah.
He has already.
That was.
You know, so I don't know that that's going to change it. I'm not thrilled with it as a model for young golfers. I don't think it's a good thing to do. So separating out that aspect of character from the talent and ability on the golf course, the talent and the ability on the golf course is coming back. The character, that's open to question.
Yeah,
hopefully that will improve as well.
And I do have to, you know, I'm not defending, okay? I'm not defending because it doesn't belong anywhere near children's ears. And it's inappropriate in a public, but I don't think a golfer, and you tell me, Dr. Parent, when a golfer is in competition and he's on the tee or she's on the tee, because I've heard women use, and it is so common today in society to use words that I can't say on the radio,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say
That's right.
in public. It's become pervasive in our society to be vulgar. Do they think of themselves in public when they're standing on the tee or on the green?
You know what? That is their responsibility. And if you talk to anybody who understands that responsibility, they know it is my responsibility to control my speech and my behavior as a role model for young athletes. And if Tiger Woods can stop his swing in mid-swing when he hears a sound, he can stop himself when he hears himself start to drop an F-bomb.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling it like it is.
Yeah. No. And when I saw him control when he went into that tree, when that's in slow motion, you can see him very deliberately just take that club to where it needs to go, release the club. I mean, he does things physically that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
He was expecting the club to break. And he was thinking of the other people, and he said, move, you got to get them out of the way in case the club snaps. I don't think he expected his arm to hit the tree, which it did. But he had that level of commitment to the shot that he was willing to hit his arm, his hand, his club into the tree and not hold back. So that's a tremendous amount of mental control.
Absolutely. And so he has the ability to stop himself.
He has the ability to stop himself from saying those
words. I'm talking with Dr. Joe Parent, Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach and best-selling author of Zen Golf, Zen Putting, The Art of the Mental Game, How to Make Every Putt. His students have included Vijay Singh, Christy Kerr, Julie Ingster. He has a new book, Zen Tennis. For all of you who love to play golf but need tennis in your life, playing in the zone, Zen Tennis, coming out in July, is a walk in the wood, meditations on mindfulness with a bear named Pooh, published by Disney, on sale in July. All of these bring Dr. Joe Parent's coaching and performance psychology to tennis, of course, the tennis book. And when we come to the weight loss book, Keeping it off. In the Winnie the Pooh book, it's teaching mindfulness. Maybe we should send that to Tiger. So with that in mind, I went through, and this is for the best diet book ever. That's the name of it, by Dr. Joe Parent. And Michael Bolton, yes, the multiple Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, says, "Let me sing the praises of Dr. Joe's book, an important and timely work in light of our national weight crisis. This really is the best diet book ever. Get it, and you won't regret it." And then another person who talks about it is Rick Dees, the weekly top 40 radio and TV personality. "The best diet book ever is the ultimate solution to the dieting dilemma. How do you lose weight and keep it off? And Dr. Joe has the secret." So I go to the introduction. This book, says in the introduction, has no recipes or prescriptions for what to eat or what to avoid. It will teach you a positive way of thinking about how to approach dieting, and ultimately about how you treat yourself, in all facets of life. It will show you how to use your mind in a constructive way, free from self-defeating negative attitudes. And I went, oh yeah, this is a book we need to read. Tell us about this book and how it came about.
Well, it's work that I did on my own. You know, it's pretty easy as you get older to put on weight. It's kind of subtle, believe it or not. Just a few extra calories a day, and they add up, and, you know, a pound or two a year over 10 years, and 20 pounds overweight.
Yes.
I had done this in the past and found a way to change habits, which I use in Zen Golf and Zen Tennis, and in all of my coaching. It's a habit change system called Ninja, Necessary Intention and Non-Judgmental Awareness. So if you have an intention and you want to lose weight, and there are techniques in the book to make that gel for you, to really understand what it's going to feel like to be lighter. It's not just a number on the scale, but it actually feels better to not be carrying all that weight around. And once you recognize that, you make better choices. So it's really helping to empower you to make better choices rather than punish you for being bad that you weigh too much. And that's the whole change in attitude for the whole thing. It's a positive attitude to choosing to lose weight rather than punishing yourself because I've been so bad that I need to diet and I can't control my impulses and negative, negative, negative. And that is only going to make you feel worse. And you know what you do when you feel bad?
You eat
to make yourself feel better. So it's a negative cycle.
Yes.
Instead, I want you to feel good about making a choice to say, it's not I can't have that. It's I don't need that. It's not that I can't have a second candy bar, but I don't need a second candy bar.
Yeah.
Okay, and as soon as you flip to I don't need rather than I can't have, you are empowered, you feel good about yourself, and you feel good about losing the weight, and that builds a positive cycle. So, yes, there are recipes or menus. Nothing's restricted, but you decide, is this worth the calories? Is this something I want to choose rather than feel better? And it changes your relationship to food, changes your relationship to eating and exercise, and there are really easy-to-do, simple, painless tips that are in there that just make it easy for you to accomplish what you want to, which is to lose weight and to feel better.
You know what you said about, you know, it's all about how you feel about yourself with all the body fat that you're carrying that you don't need. That really gets in the way of you feeling comfortable in the clothes that you'd really like to wear, because they're hanging in the closet. But somehow over Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Easter, you know, over those years, over and over again, you add a couple of pounds and they're just a little tight in it. You don't look, they don't drape as well as they did. And you're, but, you know, you go have something to eat, and then you say, oh, I feel like having a second helping. And your mind kind of goes blank. You kind of go into this, I don't know, this, like, non-cognitive state. Even though you know you don't need it, you know, you're just going automatic pilot. I'm just going to have another.
It's a little bit like the reason they gave the first person who climbed Mount Everest, you know, why did you do it? He says, because it's there. Why did you eat it? Because it's there. And, you know, I know people who are on what they call it, they're on a seafood diet. If they see food, they eat it. So you want to be able to be, and this is where mindfulness comes in. Be mindful of what you're feeling and what the impulse is. Are you really hungry, or are you just keeping the momentum? You know, I talk about momentum eating. I talk about eating because you're bored, or I call it the blast zone. Bored, lonely, angry, sad, or tired.
Uh-huh.
If you experience any of those emotions, you're not really eating because you're hungry. You're eating because you're trying to fill a hole that food won't really take care of. But recognizing all of these things, you can make better choices. You are empowered. And the whole book is about feeling better about yourself and giving yourself, as you said, baby steps. You don't say, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. You say, that might be my eventual goal. Let me lose 2. And I can lose 2. That's not so hard. And then you do the next 2 and the next 2. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, how does a mouse eat an elephant? 1 bite at a time.
That's in the book, by the way.
That's
priceless. Dr. Parent teaches at Ojai Valley Inn and Spa. But listen, I know the chances of you getting to anywhere because your schedule isn't so insane, right? And you're just nonstop. You've got 2 jobs. You're taking care of the kids. Or you just
talking about you listening, not me.
Yeah, right. Yes. If you want a lesson with Dr. Parent, you can have a lesson with Dr. Parent by phone or Skype from anywhere in the world. All you have to do is go. There's 2 places you can. If zengolf.com, if that comes to mind, it's zengolf.com or drjoeparent.com. And you can get in touch with him. Long-distance lessons, long-distance mindfulness. I'm really looking forward. You'll have to be on before the Pooh book comes out.
Let's do it again soon.
Excellent. And just one final kudos from Christy Kerr, U.S. Open and LPGA champion, one of the most determined women in the world. Losing 65 pounds gave me the confidence to succeed. I've kept the weight off and keep winning tournaments. Dr. Parent is a master. This book will help you to lose weight, feel more confident, and achieve your goals. And she certainly does that. Talk soon, Dr. Parent. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's thank the people who make this show possible, because, you know, without them, we wouldn't be talking with all these wonderful people and being inspired. The Golf Club is made possible by the great people at Futuristone, Creative Plumbing, and Rainer Doors. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, if it needs plumbing, they take care of it, okay? A new build, renovation, repair, doesn't matter. If it needs water, they take care of it. Indeed, call Creative Plumbing. it's got to be done right. Their attention to detail is bar none. I mean, they are really, really super people. Creative Plumbing. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen. Yes, they can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. I mean, have you ever seen polished concrete? Probably not, because you didn't think it was concrete. Yeah, you may have seen polished concrete, but it looks so fabulous that it doesn't look like concrete anymore. And they have some colorings, this blue that's absolutely wonderful. Speaking of blue clubs earlier, for someone's wife, blue is a great color. So your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project, artwork is what we're talking about. They specialize in Brazilian quartzite flagstone. They've got the AquaPave on-site stormwater resource control systems, okay? So that's really important right now. We have so much water, and it's just going to keep coming. Interlocking concrete pavers, Roman stack walls, Futuristone, only the best. And speaking of the best, Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Protect lasting, you know, I mean, provide lasting security and safety for your business, for your home. Imagine driving up home and being able to just go, yeah, I know, click, and there it goes, and I'm in, and I'm safe, and click, and the door is closed, and I'm in, and I'm safe. It's Rainer Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors. It's 647-2056. Avancé Salon, full service salon. Say hi to Debs for me. Also, thank you to Hawaii Golf News and Travel, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer Norm Gunther, and of course he's got golf travel packages, but he has HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com is where you can go and find him, and he puts out his newsletter every month. Fabulous guy. Love him. Okay. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.